There are a lot of people who see it as a bucket list item and do it once.
This is TBI, Talking Brain Injury, from Brain Injury Alliance, Colorado. I'm Phil Lindemann, your host, a four-time recipient of brain injuries I don't even remember, plus a whole bunch I maybe kind of do remember. Today, I'm previewing the Pikes Peak Challenge. It's BIAC's largest and longest-running fundraiser to the very top of America's mountain at 14,115 feet.
I made it up to the top. It's 13 miles. And when I got to the top, it was the most emotional experience I've ever had. My wife embraced me and we were just crying. It was like 28 degrees and sleeting.
That was Bill Levis. He's a former president for BIAC, and he didn't let a little September sleet slow him down.
I did it two more times in my 60s. So I can really think, Phil, you need to do it.
All right, Bill. Challenge accepted. The Pikes Peak Challenge is back for a 39th year on Saturday, September 7th. And for the first time ever, I will be hiking to the top. You can help me raise $3,900 for this 39th edition of the Pikes Peak Challenge. Donate now to the cause through the link in the episode notes below, or you can donate straight through the event website. Search TBI Podcast or my name, Phil Lindemann, at PikesPeakChallenge.com. I'll see you at the top. Welcome back. It's Phil Lindemann, your host here on the BIAC podcast from Brain Injury Alliance, Colorado, TBI, talking brain injury. And today I'm joined by two very special guests. Gentlemen, introduce yourself. Bill, we'll start with you.
Hi, I'm Bill Levis. I am a former president of the Brain Injury Alliance of Colorado and got involved because my son John suffered a severe brain injury 19 years ago. And BIAC has been a lifeline for us, and I know we're going to talk about some other things, and it's just wonderful to be able to be part of the community that keeps everybody involved with this issue.
All right, Bill, great to have you on here, and Zach, introduce yourself.
Yeah, I'm Zach. I'm the Director of Development at Brain Injury Alliance of Colorado. I've been with BIAC for 3 years. First two of those years, I was the program manager for the peer mentorship program, which is how I came to know Phil. So it's interesting that it's kind of come full circle, and here we are now talking about Pikes Peak Challenge.
And the Pikes Peak Challenge, it's coming up right around the corner. But first, Bill, I had to ask you, so you mentioned that your son had a brain injury a long time ago. He continues to recover. Tell me about some of the strides he's made, even in recent days, weeks. Seems like every day, something new's happening.
Well, you're right, Phil. I mean, as I said, John suffered his brain injury now 19 years ago. It's unbelievable. And he was at Craig Hospital twice, and that made the initial difference. But one of the things that really helped him was going up to the BIAC Adventure Camp, which is held in Breckenridge. There are three or four camps every summer. And he's now done this 16 years. The next camp will be June 16th. And the first 2 years, he went up in a wheelchair. And he came back the second year walking, and he hasn't been in a wheelchair since. And it's been tremendous. He's had a lot of improvement, even though he lives in a group home. He went to Red Rocks Community College for a couple of years, and now he's working at the Apex Center in Arvada a couple of days a week. So while things aren't perfect, he still shows improvement. And that's what's exciting. And that's one of the reasons he goes to adventure camp every year. And this year, as last year, he basically is helping some of the newer people who are going up who have suffered a brain injury more recently. And the adventure camp is really exciting. They have a rock wall, which John climbs every year. They have rafting, which is exciting. And they also have just things around town, including going on bicycles, either with their hands or their feet. So, as you said, we see improvement all the time, and we'll be celebrating his birthday on June 6th, and it's fantastic.
All right. I love that. From camper to counselor, almost. That is too cool. And, Bill, I'm sure you've been up to that camp. Have you gotten on the rock wall?
Not that rock wall. I did that when I was a little younger. I mean, just doing Pikes Peak was enough for me. And I really think this is something you're going to have to do soon because you're probably a little younger than I am.
Well, Bill, I think that you're going to have to hold me to that challenge because, Pikes Peak Challenge. It's coming up around the corner, September 7th. And I got to admit, I've never been to the top of Pikes Peak. I've never driven there, never hiked there, never crawled there, never biked there, never done anything. And I feel like I'm somehow doing my state a disservice by not standing on top of the most famous mountain in the state of Colorado.
Well, not even Colorado, they call it America's mountain, right? So you're doing your whole country a disservice, Phil.
Zach, don't put that on me. I know, I just got to get up there. I mean, well, so Pikes Peak Challenge, a little on the history of it. When did it get started? Bill, did it get started under your tenure?
No, it started in the 1980s.
Oh, wow.
This will be the 39th year, I think, Zach.
That's correct.
The Pikes Peak Challenge. And I think it was called the Walk in the Clouds, something like that, when it started in 1984. When I was president, I was goaded by our then CEO, even though I was in my 60s, to walk up Pikes Peak. And that was in 2008. And after about 15 minutes, he said, "You're doing a great job." And he disappeared because our former CEO had actually climbed with 500 feet of the top of Mount Everest.
So, oh, wow.
He's a real climber. Anyway, I made it up to the top. It's 13 miles. And when I got to the top, it was the most emotional experience I've ever had. My wife embraced me and we were just crying. It was like 28 degrees and sleeting. And it was unbelievable. And I did it two more times in my 60s. So I can really think, Phil, you need to do it. And since that time, fortunately, they've added a walk in Manitou Springs, which really brings out larger numbers of those in the brain injury community. We have people in wheelchairs. We have people who need assistance in walking. And even that is emotional. And we've been doing now that with my son and my wife probably for the last 12 years. And it's been fantastic.
I love that you were still convinced to go back even after getting to the top and it was sleeting and turning into total Colorado on top of you. I mean, nothing like a 14er, right, to go through all four seasons in one single walk.
Well, it's interesting you bring that up because my wife was helping people check in and we had a young lady from L.A., sea level, want to do the hike. She didn't have water. She was wearing shorts and like a t-shirt. She had no idea what she was getting into. And as you said, you can have all four seasons as you go up to the top. Another year when I went up, it was of course 65 and sunny, and I unzipped my convertible pants because it was so warm. So
never a dull moment up there on America's mountain. Zach, I know you've been up top, right?
Yeah, I've been up a couple times. I've been a participant in the Pikes Peak Challenge myself. I did the summit hike for 2 years, and then last year I was stationed along the trail. So one really nice part about the event, as Bill mentioned, you know, it's 13 miles to the top. Normally, you have to walk back down another 13 miles. But the beauty of Pikes Peak Challenge is that when you get to the top, we'll just drive you down in a van. So we're taking that 26-mile hike and chopping it in half. We also have folks stationed along the trail to hand out water and snacks and provide some emotional support. And that's what I did last year as I was a trail staff. And that's a really fun day to, you know, spend the day on the mountain and greet people who were doing something, you know, maybe they thought they'd never do before. It's a bucket list item for them. And like Bill said, it's very emotional. You know, we have folks who do this just to knock Pikes Peak off of their bucket list. And we have some folks that do it for, you know, a loved one, a friend, a family member who sustained a brain injury. So a really good crowd.
Yeah, it almost reminds me a little bit for a long, long time when I was growing up, we would always do the Race for the Cure. I'd do that with my family because, you know, especially on my mom's side of the family, you know, some history of breast cancer. And it was always just crazy to see how many people were coming out, bringing the entire family, bringing everybody that they knew and everybody, you know, racing with those bibs that say, "Today I'm racing for this. Today I'm racing in memory of this person." And I'm sure the Pikes Peak Challenge got a little bit of that too. You know, people out there saying, "Hey, I'm here for this person who either can't make it or this person who's down doing the Manitou Walk," or, you know, all sorts of reasons that bring people out.
Absolutely. And sometimes it's themselves, too. I mean, I've met a lot of survivors on the mountain and, you know, for them, it was, you know, 5-6 years ago, I didn't think I'd be able to do this. And now here I am doing it. So it's really empowering for them as well.
About how many people come out every year, or how many people do you expect?
Well, the Pikes Peak Challenge actually has four different events to it. So there's the summit hike, which of course we've been talking about. Then there's the bar camp hike. So the famous bar camp that's halfway up the bar trail. Folks can hike up to that and then back down for a total of 13 miles, but a little less elevation, of course, and a lot more oxygen. There is at 7,000 feet than there is over at 14,000 feet. So those two events, and then the Manitou walk, which Bill mentioned, 2 mile walk around the city of Manitou Springs. And we also offer the virtual challenge. So our whole motto for this event is choose your summit. So if you can't make it for whatever reason, you know, if you're out of town, if you're in a different state, even you can do the virtual challenge and choose your summit anywhere. So between the four events, we usually see, you know, anywhere between 400 to 500 people spread out across them.
That's a huge turnout. And I'm sure, you know, that virtual also helps people who, you know, like you said, anywhere and everywhere being able to take part in this great thing. Bill, how have you seen this thing grow over time, too? You know, from when you were president and even, you know, from way back when you first got involved with John.
Well, the big thing here, Phil, is that we've added the bar camp walk and also the Manitou Springs hike or walk for people who can't or aren't able to do the whole 13 miles. So that's a big thing. And then also just the ability to go online and see everything is different. And the one thing we haven't really mentioned, this is BX's biggest fundraiser of the year. So that's the key thing. And one of the frustrations or difficulties with this whole event is there are a lot of people who see it as a bucket list item and do it once, because that 13 miles isn't that easy. So that's why we added Manitou. That's why we added Bar Camp. That's why we added the virtual. So for people who can't do the 13 miles, there's still ways to be involved, as Zach said, and to donate money. And that's the key thing. We need to make sure that BIAC has the funds it needs to provide the services to the brain injury community.
Are you able to share how much the event made like last year?
Don't have those numbers on me, but you know, traditionally we've done, you know, around $100,000 or more. So how it works, participants register, they pay a small registration fee, and then people donate to their hiking campaign, right? So I'll go online, I'll register for the summit hike, and then I'll share that with my friends and family, say, hey, I'm doing this really difficult, strenuous hike. I'm doing it to support survivors of a brain injury, their caregivers, their loved ones. All the money goes back into BIAC. All of that money supports our programs and services so that we can keep doing what we do and fulfill our vision that all persons with a brain injury thrive in their community. So then people donate to the individual hikers. That's their campaign. And they raise money throughout the event, and all of that is what goes back into BIAC.
All right.
So folks typically raise a minimum of $200. And of course, the sky's the limit. You can raise much more than that. We've had folks that raise several thousands of dollars every year for the event, who we're super grateful for. So it's nice to see that dedication and people coming back to support our cause year after year.
200 to several thousand. That is... Man, that's some dedication. And like you said, people just, those networks that we build through BIAC, it always just blows me away how deep they go and how supportive everyone is of the mission. And it's given me ideas, guys. So we've been talking about how I need to go stand up on top of Pikes Peak, right? Looking at my calendar right now, what do you know? September the 7th is wide open for me.
It was meant to be.
I think it was meant to be. Well, I guess I'm going to go ahead and say it right here. I'm going to sign up for the Pikes Peak Challenge. I'm going to go ahead and register, and then I'm going to start raising some money, and I'll see just how high I can go. You set the bar real high with thousands. I think I can get there, though. I really do think.
I believe in you, Phil.
Yeah, I think I could get there as well. So, gentlemen, I would love to come out there and do it, you know, the first time ever coming up on Pikes Peak and make sure that it's being done for BIAC.
Well, we'll make it worth your while, too. Like I said, you know, it's a super fun day. We have awesome teams of volunteers who make the day possible. You know, they're super friendly, happy to be out there. And following all of the events, we wrap it up with a party in the park down at Fields Park in Manitou Springs. And we have a DJ, we have a food truck, a massage table. So it's a fun, family-friendly event. Great way to have some camaraderie, meet some other survivors, professionals. For some people, it's like a little bit of a reunion. You know, I mentioned we have those folks and those teams that come back year after year. For some of them, it's the only place they see each other in person all year. So the party in the park is super fun. And when you come out, make sure that you spend some time there because it really is a good time.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think I plan on spending the weekend down there. I've got to. And of course, you know, I'm going to talk, well, my wife, as of right now, she has talked into it. I haven't talked to her about it, but she's talked into it. I know for sure. And, you
tell
know,
her she gets a gold medal too.
Okay. So. She gets a gold medal plus a ride back down to the bottom. Because I think that's mostly what she's looking forward to is, oh, man, you know, she's just a 2 or 3 years out of a blown knee. And so she loves hiking, loves the uphill. But, man, when it comes time for that downhill, whew, she doesn't look forward to that. So, yeah, I think the gold medal plus a ride back to the bottom plus a massage at the bottom. Yeah. Come on. How could you say no, lady?
My thoughts exactly.
Yeah. And I might talk some other people into it, too. I'll see if I can get a crew to come on up with me. But if nothing else, I plan on being there. And can't think of any better way to do Pikes Peak, finally America's mountain, have it under my feet than to be up there with BIAC. But Zach, you mentioned another thing is like, so, you know, if I don't want to be involved with actually hiking, walking, whatever, but I still want to be involved volunteering, can people get involved with volunteering right now still?
Absolutely. Yep. We're always taking submissions for volunteers. That can all be done through the website, and I can provide the link for the show notes. There are a few rules that people can do to make the day happen. We, of course, need a lot of volunteers down in the park. We have people that register participants, sign them in, give them their bib and their shirt. We have people who stand along the walk route and cheer people on, hand out bottles of water, direct traffic, things like that. We have the folks who just kind of float, make sure the park stays nice and clean, make sure that everyone's safe and having a good time. And then, of course, we have our trail staff, the people that are stationed along the bar camp trail leading up to the summit of Pikes Peak. We have several aid stations at the bar camp and then a little further up over at the A-frame, the 2 mile mark and the 1 mile mark. And they'll hand out little snacks and drinks and stuff like that. You know, sometimes that's all you need to keep going that last mile or two. The trail staff are super dedicated. They're on the mountain all day. You know, they get there at 5 a.m. and they're there until the last hiker comes off the mountain. We also work very closely with El Paso County Search and Rescue. They're on the mountain too, making sure that people stay safe, making sure that people have the support they need to finish the hike. And then the last and probably, well, one of the most critical volunteer roles is the drivers, right? So, you know, like I said, the biggest perk is not having to walk back down. So we have a team of volunteer drivers that drives the 12 to 15 passenger vans up and down the mountain all day, getting participants to the trailhead and then down from the summit. Those drivers really make the summit hike happen. So can't pull off a summit hike without them.
All right. So many ways to get involved in this massive undertaking that's also, like you said, just an incredible fundraiser for BIAC. Now, Zach, Bill, can I plan on seeing you guys out there this year?
I will be there.
Yeah, I've already registered. And of course, my goal, along with another board member, is to see who can raise the most amount of money. That's what we tried to do.
All right. So, Bill, still involved with the board then?
Indirectly. Okay. I mean, I'm not a board member, but Zach and I get together and talk about things. So.
Got one of those guys, the quote, at large, maybe? Yeah. At large board member?
Well, I somehow got an award last year that made me an emeritus board member, so I think I'm a board member for life.
You can't get away like you would want to.
You're
though,
stuck
right?
with us, Bill.
Yeah.
Well, if you have to be stuck with anybody, it's the BIAC people. They're great.
Now, Bill, I think that finally brings up one last question for me then about, you know, BIAC and where you've seen it go and where you see it going to. what do you see as the future of BIAC? Where do you think are some great ways for BIAC to keep on growing and continue to serve its mission of just doing great things for the people in the brain injury community?
Well, I think, Phil, things like this is really helpful. Just giving people the information they need, especially people who are not in the Denver metro area, and anything that can be done to expand BIAC's reach, the Western Slope, the Eastern Plains, up north, down south, that's the most important thing. And I know we have tried since I was president to expand. And what BIAC's now doing with Valor on the Facts, having housing for people who have suffered a brain injury in Metro Denver is fantastic. I mean, it's a totally different organization. When I was on the board in the beginning, we were just trying to stay above water, basically, and it's expanded tremendously, and more needs to be done to just provide services around the state. But we're very lucky in this state just because of services that are available compared to other states. The fact that we have the adventure cabs up in Breckenridge, where people are climbing rock walls and rafting, is tremendous. You don't see that in other states like you do in Colorado. Matter of fact, a number of the people who attend the adventure camps are from other states. So, I mean, I think BIAC is known throughout the country as being one of the top brain injury organizations. Matter of fact, I think we were the second one organized. Massachusetts was first, Colorado was second back in the 80s. So, I mean, there's a lot that we have done, but obviously there's more that could be done in the future. And it really, a lot of it depends on how much money we raise, unfortunately.
Yeah, that's the truth. Money goes a long way to making things like this happen, especially, you know, when you talk about those expanding services, housing, camps, programs, making it so that people can actually go to these things without having to, you know, have some sort of massive account sitting somewhere. Because one thing I've also learned as I've talked to a lot of people on this podcast is that, you know, getting the correct medical care is important. Finding how to pay for that correct medical care is incredibly difficult. And that's one thing that I don't think is going to go away, unfortunately, ever, completely for anyone. But hopefully BIAC, the services you all provide, do help people close that gap a little bit more than they thought was possible.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, like Bill said, you know, the funds that we raise from Pikes Peak Challenge really are critical to our vision and mission. You know, it takes a lot to run a nonprofit, and every cent from this event really does go a long way with helping us to provide the services that we do.
Great. Well, get involved, stay involved, and I myself look forward to getting on top of that mountain the first time ever and hopefully raising a little bit more money than, than I think is possible. I think I can do it. I know I can do it.
There's nothing wrong with a little friendly competition.
Yeah, I think so, too. Whoever succeeded without just a little bit of competition, right?
Well, you can actually, one of the cool features, too, Bill briefly mentioned it, is that now you can see it. So when you go to the Pikes Peak website, you can actually see the top fundraisers, the top teams. That's the other cool aspect, too. You can register as an individual or start a team. And you can follow that throughout the course of the event. So, you know, if you're seeing yourself in fourth, you know, oh, I'm only a few hundred bucks behind third place, you know, that can sometimes be the nudge you need to keep fundraising a little harder. So it adds, an element of friendly competition to it as well.
Yeah, that's the truth. I'm looking at the leaderboard right now. All right. I hope to be on top of that thing here soon. Well, Bill, Zach, appreciate your time. Thank you for the work that both of you do with BIAC. And, of course, stay in touch. I hope to be back here again next year talking with you about Pikes Peak. And, you know, maybe next year I'll have to be volunteering. I'll get my hike out of the way, and then the next year after that I'll be one of those people, the true heroes of the hike, the people on the trail from before sun up to almost sunset. Man, that's a day. That is commitment.
Well, it's easy to save the date. We're always the Saturday after Labor Day, so you can mark your calendars indefinitely.
Easy enough. Easy enough. Gentlemen, appreciate your time.
You're welcome.
Thank you very much, Phil. Bill, appreciate you guys.
Of course. Good to have you here on TBI Talking Brain Injury, the Brain Injury Podcast from Brain Injury Alliance, Colorado.